Live DMA presents Sounds of Live Music Venues. Discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. A radio show by Live DMA for EU Radio.
One of the things that makes Echo stand out for me as somebody who works here, but also as somebody who just enjoys going to concerts and club nights, it's that we do both of these things very much from the same vision and very much with the same attention to detail, I would say, in the level of passion. I think that's very much fitting with how most people nowadays enjoy culture and enjoy music. That I think live music and club music and visual culture as well aren't as separated from each other. We very much try to mirror that in the way that we program.
Welcome to Sounds of Echo, your backstage pass to one of Utrecht City's most cherished music venues. For 40 years, Echo has been more than just a spot on the map. It's a cozy, intimate space housed in a historic Dutch building along the picturesque canals. Here, music isn't just heard, it's experienced. To guide us through all this, we sat down with Dirk Bart, Echo's concert programmer. He's the person behind the scenes, shaping the sounds and experiences that make Echo what it is today. This is Sounds of Echo in Utrecht.
You're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues on EU Radio.
Echo is renowned for its vibrant mix of concerts and club nights, offering a platform for emerging artists across a spectrum of genres. But it's not just about the music. Echo is a place of inclusivity and respect. They have a code of conduct, for example, which ensures that everyone, regardless of their background, gender, ethnicity, you name it, can feel welcome and safe. With a strong stance against discrimination and harassment, Echo fosters a community where diversity is celebrated and everyone can truly be themselves.
For me, Echo is kind of a second home. I sometimes maybe think it's my first home, as I spend more time here during the week than at my actual home. And I've always, try to get that feeling across to other people as well, to artists who play here, but to visitors as well. So we have multiple queer nights at Echo, which ask for something, for an extra step, so to speak, to make sure that these communities are safe here, and that also, regular people, so to say, not that queer people aren't regular, of course, but that visitors who may not be as aware of those queer nights and of the rules, so to speak, that come with them, can also visit them and kind of mix with the queer audience without things going wrong. So we sometimes have like door hosts as well, explaining kind of the guidelines of Echo and the guidelines of certain nights. And I think that's really important. And it ties back as well to what I was speaking about with the mixture of concerts and club nights as well. So sometimes in the evening we may have a metal concert, and then in the night we may have like a queer hyper-pop club night, which attracts very different audiences. And for me that's very much a good thing as well, as long as these audiences kind of get along and maybe get to know each other as well a bit. So I think that's something that we try to do at Echo as well.
Echo champions underground artists, giving them a serious platform while keeping their raw, independent spirits alive.
I'm also quite proud of the way we attract attention to artists that maybe aren't as well known always already. So we really do make an effort to be creative as well in putting on concepts that are maybe a bit further than just a regular concert, to also in our promotion be creative in the way our posters look, the way our Instagram explains what type of artists are playing here and why you should come and see them. And I think that's something that really sets us apart as well. I think for me as a promoter, I want to book new artists and new artists who I think are exciting and who do something new. And I know that not all the time there will be like a big audience for them. But then I think it's our responsibility to be creative and to try and gather as much of an audience as we can for them, because we really feel that what they are doing on stage needs to be shared with as many people as possible.
This community aspect of ECHO is something that can also be found in the city of Utrecht, a small village overall.
Because Utrecht isn't as big as a city as Amsterdam, for instance, it's kind of a big village. So everybody knows each other as well. So all the musicians, all the people who work at venues, it's quite easy to be in touch with each other. And I think the last 2 years or something, I've really enjoyed very young punk bands coming on in Utrecht, which are just, they are so exciting to watch. Very, very young, really have something to say. I really see like an anger and an anxiety in the work that they do. And they are also very, there's a very tight-knit scene of like 4, 5, 6 bands who really do everything together, who book each other in their support act, who put on shows together, which is really nice. And I think also a true sign of what Utrecht is about, that bands and venues as well, we really work together. We don't feel there's a sense of competition too much. So I think that's really something that sets Utrecht apart as well.
You're listening to Sounds of Live Music Venues on EU Radio.
With the last note of Utrecht-based punk band Apeshit and their song I'm Still Breathing, this episode of Sounds of ECHO comes to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to Dirk Bart for accepting to tell us more about this cool venue he worked for. Bye!
This was Sounds of Live Music Venues, the radio show to discover the places in Europe where music becomes alive. presented by Live DMA for EU Radio.